property tax reform debate kicks into high gear. Senate lawmakers advance a bill to cut in half the number of early in-person voting days. And a Senate committee debates an education measure to promote fostering a national identity. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports on a week at the State House.
Governor Mike Braun's property tax reform proposal received testimony in a Senate committee this week. The plan would roll back homeowners' property tax bills to 2021 levels and cap future increases. Local government leaders are worried it would decimate their budgets and affect public safety, but Braun told leaders to prove it, that their budgets aren't bloated with unnecessary spending. Indiana counties currently offer 28 days of early in-person voting before elections. Senate Republicans want to cut that to 14, saying it will help save money. Opponents worry it will further hurt Indiana's already poor voter turnout. And a bill that prohibits civics courses that create a national identity around racial and gender discrimination, victimization, class struggle, privilege, or systemic exclusion got pushback in a Senate committee. Opponents say the bill would prevent teachers from discussing history like segregation or slavery. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.